John, the question that Paul posed in Romans chapter 7, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Mm-hmm. I thank God through Jesus Christ. Whether it be beginning of it now, in the renewing of our mind, but certainly at the rapture, our carnal becomes
Am I correct in when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and before his ascension, are we going to be like him in that way? That type of body that he had at that time? That's what I believe over the years.
You said before?
No, after he rose from the dead. After his resurrection. I assume that, you know, after that we will be like him in that way, I assume.
We'll have a body of glory fashioned like unto his glorious body, but there will be differences. There will be differences. Some may chance a grain, some may chance the wheat of some other grain. Every star differs in glory. So our Lord Jesus is a God of variety also. Mm-hmm. But we shall all be changed, it says in 1 Corinthians 15. So whatever that is, we'll all be changed. Thank God for that.
But that change, Brother Bob, is not in relationship to the glorious body. Would that be a change as far as, if I can use it, nearness to an appreciation? Or is it you're talking about the actual body?
Actual body will be changed.
But Sam, I think that we have to remember the incident in the garden where Mary went to the sepulchre to mm-hmm. see her Lord mm-hmm. and approached the Lord Jesus in the old frame of mind. Mm-hmm. He said, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father." Mm-hmm. He wanted her to appreciate what he will be when he comes. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have a little light on that perhaps in the transfiguration on the mount. It wasn't the spirit that was transfigured, it was the Lord Jesus, his body, mm-hmm. that the disciples saw. And what an awesome sight that had to be, where his glory was evident, invisible. And so that, to think that we're in this state now, but God dwells in a totally different state.
Well, there's a scripture, the Lord Jesus says, "The things concerning me have an end." Another scripture says, "We know no man after the flesh." We didn't know Christ after the flesh. We weren't even living, but there were some at that time that knew him after the flesh. He refuses that. "Mary, don't detain me. You knew me after the flesh. You go tell my brethren that I sinned." Not raised up. "You go tell my brethren I sinned unto my Father and your Father, my God, and your God." So how wonderful that is. We don't know the earthly Christ. We're linked up with a heavenly Christ. We're companions of that lovely man up there.
And one of the things we need to keep in mind in regard to this matter of changing, that doesn't mean you're going to be divine.
Right.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind.
Right.
We are not going to be divine. Always and ever remain unique as the eternal Son of God. That is the uniqueness that no creature will come near. But the change is according to the power of his own ability to make us like him as the risen and ascended glorified man, not as a divine person at all. And we need to keep that in mind, because again, all of that teaching around about reaching to the state of whatever and you become something, when talking about the new age or all kind of junk that man is trying to inject their mind in, there is no such a thing. We'll always be creature. He will always be the creator. We'll always be inferior, if I could say. He'll always be divine. But it is his grace supreme that could reach us, not only dealing with our soul and spirit presently, but that body of ours that gets sick, that gets tired, that grumble, that complain, that doesn't understand everything around us, that kind of fall asleep in the Bible reading, and all of that is going to change. There will be no sleeping there. That all going to change, and it will be like unto his glorious body. And again, this is a beautiful thing. How is God is going to do that? That's, I don't know if we, are we touching on 1 Corinthians later on?
Maybe we can. I think talking about the body, it's about time. We've got to feed this body, I think. So our morning session has come to an end. We can go back to that, brother. But this, with the brother who closes, please give thanks for the meal that we are about to receive.